and to all as to myself. I will abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a heart imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. And in these teachings, the gladness is actually a particular kind of gladness, of finding what's not wrong. Finding the goodness, the happiness, the wholesomeness in ourselves and in others. Traditionally, the contemplation is primarily about others, what's called sympathetic gladness or sympathetic joy. And this afternoon we're going to expand that a little bit to include ourselves as well. So cultivating a heart of gladness, finding what's not wrong. Take a moment and, if you can, bring to mind something in your life right now that's good. Something that brings you happiness, success, or good fortune. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Just find something, reflect on something that is good in your life, something that you're grateful for. And then if you can, connect with a sense of someone, some person in your life who is happy for that good fortune of yours. Someone who wishes you well. Someone who delights in your success and appreciates your goodness. Someone who wants your happiness with no strings attached. You're simply happy when you're happy. And imagine that that person is speaking to you, offering you wishes for that goodness and happiness to increase. May your goodness, may your happiness, may your good fortune increase. May it continue. May it enrich your life. Someone who is applauding, just genuinely appreciative. So you might say those words to yourself, if there are any, if not, just allowing the felt sense in the body of how it is to bask in that person's good wishes for you. If it helps to imagine him or her saying those things to you, may your happiness increase. May it continue. May your good fortune continue. I delight in your happiness. I delight in your success. It makes me smile. It makes my heart happy. So just quietly by yourself for a few moments, imagine that person. And imagine him or her offering you those wishes, and receive that experience in the physical body. Find it. What's not wrong? May your happiness and good fortune, your success, your well-being continue. May it increase and grow great. I appreciate your happiness and success. I am so happy for you. It makes my heart sing that you are happy, successful, at ease. So connecting with any sense of goodness or joy as you receive those wishes. You receive that mudita, that sympathetic joy from this person who wishes you well. Maybe a sense of gratitude or connection. Maybe a sense of increase in happiness. If there should be resistance or numbness or shutdown, that sometimes happens too as we do these sorts of practices. So allow that. Try not to get into a struggle with yourself. Maybe offering to the very shutdown or the very stuckness a wish for happiness and ease. May you know your goodness. May you appreciate yourself. May you know your talents and successes and really be nourished by those. May happiness be present. May it increase. and then bringing to mind someone, some being, for whom you feel that kind of sympathetic joy, that kind of happiness. You delight in their good fortune. You delight in their delight. It could even be an animal. The image of an animal that's just at the beach, a dog playing in the ocean or in the water or playing with a ball or a frisbee, or a kitty lying in the sun, or a little turkey walking around. So the being could be an animal, or a person, a child, a grown-up. Someone toward whom you can touch into your heart and feel a wish for their happiness. That's spacious and open, not clingy and demanding, but just a very spacious and delighted wish for happiness and delight in their happiness. May you be happy. May your good fortune, your delight, may your happiness increase. May the conditions for it be sustained. May your happiness grow great. May it bring you joy and comfort. And again, continuing in whatever way it might be, simply in the felt sense, it might be in words, just in whatever way feels meaningful to you, not requiring it to be perfect or absolutely complete or absolutely ideal, but touching into any qualities of mudita, sympathetic joy, delight in another's happiness. Offering that being, that animal, that person, from your own heart, that wish for happiness, for joy, for gladness of heart. Letting them know how much you appreciate their gladness, how much delight you experience as you see their delight and success. May your success increase, may it continue. May it grow great. And now bringing to mind a benefactor, someone who has in the past wished you well, who has delighted in your success and happiness. Maybe the same person as before, maybe a different one. And seeing if you can touch into a reciprocal wish for their happiness as well, for their success and good fortune. May your good fortune increase. May it grow great. May it continue. I'm delighting in your happiness, your competence, your success. I'm grateful that you are in my life. And I wish you well. I wish every goodness for you. Every good fortune. We cultivate gladness of heart, gladness about what is not wrong, what is going well. We cultivate joy in the presence of the goodness of ourselves and others. We are nourished and nourish others with this gladness of heart, knowing what's not wrong. I will abide pervading all quarters with a heart imbued with gladness. So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, as to myself. I will abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a heart imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. Cultivating a heart, a mind, a body imbued with gladness for ourselves and others. May I be happy. May you be happy. May they be happy.